Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
video-assisted refsa... Will replay reviews make football refereeing decisions any better? Asks Bob Holmes. This is a reading from the 16th of June 2018 New Scientist. Win some, you lose some. Unless you're England, then you just lose. In 2018 World Cup kickoffs in Russia, football fans across the globe are eagerly sizing up their team's chances. Will it be Germany again, or the dark horse Belgium? Or will the trophy go outside Europe for the first time since 2002? This year, fans have someone new to blame if things go wrong, the video referee. For the first time in World Cup, decisions in all 64 games of the tournament will be subject to review by the team of off-pitch officials watching video footage of the game. Referees are only human, and over the past decade or so, we have learnt how psychological tics can make decisions go awry. The aim of the new technology is to cut out these quirks of perception. Trouble is, it might end up just introducing new ones. We love to criticise, but it's hardly surprising that footballing's officials have made mistakes. They have to follow a fast-moving, free-flowing game that they can't watch all 22 players at once. But specific effects make some decisions more error-prone than others. Take offside decisions, the bugbear of many a football fan. An attacking player is offside if they are closer to the opposition's goal than the second-last opponent at the time a teammate plays the ball forward them. This sounds simple enough, maybe, but it runs afoul of visual illusion called the flash lag effect. A moving object is perceived as being further forward than it actually is when a second event, in this case a pass, occurs. The brain's not so good at the exact timing of events because we don't need that at a conscious level, says Joanne Wageman, experimental psychologist at the Catholic University of Leuven in Belgium. This means that the assistant referees who observe play from the sidelines and help in the judging of offline decisions often see players offside when they actually aren't. In 2002 World Cup in Japan, one out of the four offside decisions was incorrect because of the flash lag, says Werner Hischlin, a sports scientist also at KUL, who leads the referee training for UEFA, the European Football Association. You can't get rid of that with practice alone, says Wigman. It's only something you can overcome by not trusting your perception anymore and correcting at a conscious level. After 2002 World Cup, football's governing bodies began to give assistant referees video training to make them aware of the flash lag effect. An independent analysis for Wakeman's, Henson and others showed that the number of offside errors fell by half between 2002 and 2006 World Cups. Video-assisted refereeing, which is already in use in several competitions around the world, aims to improve the quality of referees' decisions still further by allowing off-pitch officials to review plays during the flow of the game. This will be used to verify calls at certain crucial moments, in a run-up to goals, in the event of a penalty kick or a red card being awarded for a foul, to ensure the right player is given a red or yellow card. In a study conducted by the International Football Association Board, which regulates rules of football, Helson found that reviews prevent game-changing errors in about 9% of matches. An overall accuracy of refereeing decisions rose from 93% to 98.8%. For positional judgments, such as whether a foul occurred inside the penalty area, viewing a slow-motion replay helps an official get the call right, says Helson. But other calls hinge on a player's intent, such as whether a foul was egregious enough to warrant a red card, or whether the player intended to touch the ball with their hand. Not every instance is that obvious, says the Argentinian legend Diego Maradona's unforgotten and unforgiven hand of God goal, which helped knock England out of the 1986 World Cup. Here, slow-motion video review might make decisions worse, not better, again, because of the way our minds work. So emotion changes the way we perceive incidents, says Henning Persson, a psychologist at the University of Heidelberg in Germany. It looks as if the player has more time to decide what he does, and so it always looks worse. With this perceptual bias in mind, video officials are instructed on and when how to use slow motion, and when to use real time and replays. To check if a foul is inside or outside the penalty area, slow motion can be used, but to examine the impact of a foul or a tackle, real time has to be used. Over the years, psychologists have identified a host of external factors affecting officials' decisions, at least in lab-based tests. Hearing crowd noise seemed to increase the likelihood of fouls being called in favour of the home team. Players' shouts and cries of pain influence the decision as to whether to give the yellow or red card as a foul tackle. This isn't conscious, but it's not going to happen if you have a very obvious foul, says Claire McCon, a cognitive sports scientist at Swinburne University in Melbourne. It's when the call could go either way, a borderline call, that these factors have an effect. Video-assisted refereeing should reduce such subjective influences, but others worry that paying too much attention to whether decisions are technically correct risks interfering with the subtle art of refereeing. There's an important law which is not written in the book, says Helson, the law of common sense. How this plays out shows most clearly in the awarding of penalty kicks. Penalties are the most severe calls a referee can make, because most result in goal. Back in 2001, Plaston showed that referees award two penalty kicks against the same team less often than they should if the calls were independent events. Apparently, balancing their calls to avoid determining the outcome of the game. Everybody knows that there are four or five penalties in the game. There's something wrong if there's something wrong with the referee, he says. A referee has to guide the game. It should be a fair, if not... it should be balanced, and that's a different goal from just being accurate. Fan and football podcaster Chris Neen goes further. Football is a flawed game, he says, played and officiated over by flawed people. That's precisely why we love it so much, and why, in his opinion, video-assisted referees are a waste of space. This is football's latest attempt at perfection. It doesn't need, it shouldn't want, and can never achieve. It seems whether to employ video-assisted referees is itself a judgment call. Only one thing is for sure. Who's ever in charge, England won't win.